an inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
And Casey Morris, of course, the stud muffin himself, Robert McLaren. Robert, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. You were skipping out there for a little while, so I'm not sure how much of that came through, but I'm doing good, man.
All right. Well, welcome to DDP Radio. My name is Mike Mullins. This is my first night doing a co-hosting gig on this show, and I'm really happy that Robert and Stacey asked me to do this. I've been doing DDP yoga. Actually, I just celebrated 2 years back yesterday, actually. Two years on the 17th of March I've been doing this. And DDP yoga has changed my life as well as so many other people's lives on this program. And it's a real honor for me to be here. So thank you very much, Roberto.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, it was kind of cool that you threw your hat in the ring because Stacey and I were having a lot of discussions about who to bring on. And, you know, I don't think anybody can really fill Sparky's shoes. But it's good to have a third person there, and you know, we wanted someone that was inspiring and energetic and just knowledgeable, and we couldn't find any of those, but you were still available.
I know. That's what my girlfriend calls me, the last resort.
Yes, yes.
So tonight on DDP Radio, if I can, Robert, we're going to be. I had an idea where I wanted to kind of highlight and showcase the triumphs of DDP yoga as well as the failures of DDP yoga. Just, I wouldn't call it a failure per se, but for the moment, some of us have had some funny fails while doing this program, either crashes, burns, falling down, or other mishaps. So that's what the show we're going to be doing tonight is about. Am I right, Robert?
Yeah, you are right.
And the reason I chose, I messaged you this week and asked you about this to see if you thought this would be a great idea, and I sent it to Stacey as well, and she thought so as well, because I've heard so many people in the chats talk about how DDP yoga has as many triumphant moments as they do funny moments. We've all had crashes, falls, burns, even flatulence while doing DDP yoga, and I thought tonight would be a cool chance to highlight some of those stories. What do you think? Have you ever had any moments that, Robert...
No, I've never had an embarrassing moment, ever.
Oh, Stacey's with us now.
Well,
Stacey, what's going
yeah,
on?
I'm back. I called in from the landline. Hi, guys. Well, I've had my share, but, you know, that's the beauty of doing it in your living room. You know, you don't have to have an audience watching you screw up. But, I mean, that's just all part of it, especially in the beginning when your body doesn't know what the heck to do with some of these moves. You just kind of have to laugh at it and keep moving on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've done more than my share of falling over, and you know, I think I've done more swearing at the screen than I have fallen over. Though if Dallas only knew the things I said to him.
Oh yeah, I thought I had given up swearing at the screen, and then I started the psycho extreme, and it started all over again.
Well, that's the thing. That's the key, is being able to do it in your own home. Because a lot of people, especially like me, I have actually thought about doing yoga before, not DDP yoga, but yoga, before I got into this program. And the whole intimidation factor of going to a yoga studio, being green, being just not knowing what you're doing and having to do that in front of people is really intimidating. So the fact that you can throw DDP yoga on in your living room and just, you know, embarrass yourself instead of embarrassing a whole room full of pretty yoga girls is a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I've never had anything, you know, seriously go wrong. I mean, I've lost my balance and, you know, fallen a few times. But really, it's designed to, even if you do fall, you don't fall far.
No.
And there's no risk like some other programs that I've seen out there where it's like, wow, if I tried that, I think I'd have a tear for sure.
I think the falling thing is really important because, we're all going to fall at some point, but it's you're not far off the ground. It's not like you're doing, you know, what's that, bouncing off of buildings workout. But the thing about that is when you fall, you pick yourself up, you keep going, and you'll eventually hit it. I remember, it's actually video proof on my YouTube page. I wanted to do a headstand for the first time. I was really excited to do it. And there's not many places in my apartment that allow for such room. So I kind of shut my bedroom door, and I did it up against my bedroom door. Little did I know, I didn't shut it all the way. And as the video is on YouTube for proof. It's called Mike Mullins' Head Fail or whatever. But I do a head and then come crashing through the door, and my cat pretty much just walks over me on my stomach, so he doesn't care. But we're going to be taking callers for people tonight on DDP Radio. For that very topic tonight, aren't we, Stacey?
Yeah, and, you know, anything, because this show is all about inspiring team members, answering questions. We have really no limits on what's discussed. So it's like whatever's on your mind, whatever's challenging you today. I know I had a pretty challenging day. But I got through it, and I ended it with a workout. And then, guys, remember we were talking last week? I don't know, Robert, you probably tried to forget this. We talked about dry brushing.
Yes.
Yes. That? Yeah.
Well, I started it. I started doing it. And I'm telling you, not only I think is it good for your skin, it somehow it's very energizing, and it helped my mood. So I did that just before the show.
See, I'm good with the word dry brushing. It was the skin brush thing that I had a problem with.
Oh. Well, I highly recommend it. And there, like I said, there are YouTube videos out there. And we can talk about dry brushing. We can talk about food plans, gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever is on your mind. Give us a call.
Yep. And that's the thing about DDP Yoga. I did a podcast with Ross Raymond earlier today. He does a podcast on his website. And the thing about DDP community is, you know, if we're here, you're a Team DDP Yoga community member, Stacey. So are you, Robert. So am I. And this is all people just helping people. This is all answering questions. We don't know anything more than you do. We're just trying to share what works for us, and hopefully it'll help you. So if you have any problems or questions about your DDP Yoga journey, hit us up. We have the number right here. Hold on a sec. Do you know the number, Stacey?
Yeah, it's 347-994-1216.
And I was hoping, if it's cool with you guys, we're going to make this a caller-centric show tonight, just dedicated to Team DDP Yoga. But other than that, Robert, is there anything new going on with the program or Dallas? What's the latest lowdown?
Well, the latest right now is that we're all gearing up for the New Orleans DDP Yoga Workshop and the DDP Yoga Breakfast. Those are going to be on April 4th and April 6th. There's going to be a breakfast Sunday morning, the morning of WrestleMania. So if you're in town for the for WrestleMania, you should definitely check both of those out. You can go to ddpyogaworkshops.com for that. That's really the main thing. I know there's we've got a couple other workshops. There's a private one in Wisconsin that's coming up. But that is really the main thing that we're working on right now is the WrestleMania stuff, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be just a packed weekend.
And I know a lot of people who are on DDP Yoga follow wrestling. And if you were in WrestleMania for WrestleMania weekend, forget Access, forget all that stuff. Sure, that stuff's fun, but DDP Yoga Workshop is the way to go. If you've never worked out with Dallas before, it's so inspirational. It's a whole different animal. You know, when you work out in front of the TV screen, it's a blast and it's fun. But actually being there and engaging with Dallas and, you know, feeding off the energy of the room, Stacy and Robert can attest to this. It's a whole different animal.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah, and this is actually
going to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is actually going to be at the hotel there, so there'll be air conditioning, unlike the last time the three of us did it.
Mexico, which is coming up as well. I don't know if there's still spots available, but that's another one that the Team DDP Yoga universe needs to get to at least once in their lives. It is the best time with the best people. And I got the first time I went there, I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to hang out with Dallas Page, and it's going to be so much fun. And as much as I love Dallas, now he's not even the draw for it. It's just everybody else, the whole community, the people, and just, like, being around so many like-minded people who have the same goals. And, you know, we keep in touch with the Team DDP Yoga, DDP Retreat people all year round. It's just a great group of people, a great community, and we're in paradise. So how can you complain about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great time, great people.
Absolutely. And Robert, that was the first time I met you, and we got lost for about 45 minutes as I was trying to show you back to your hotel room.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we went the wrong way a few times, and that's the last time I'll ever ask you for directions.
Probably a good thing. Stacy, you're going to be there this year with Chef Bill, and Chef Bill makes an awesome customized gluten-free and dairy-free dinner for the retreat. Has Chef Bill got anything on tap this year, or is it kind of still in the works?
Well, it's still in the works. He's been toying with a few recipes involving pasta and a few Italian dishes. He's got to narrow it down. But last year he made chicken parm, and it was a huge, huge hit. And we posted the recipes. And so we just want people to know that you can have clean food. And it's every bit as good as what you'd get, you know, at a restaurant or from a gourmet private chef. You know, you can really dazzle yourself if you learn a few tricks.
All right. Well, that's the thing. You know, relearning how to eat is a big part of it. But I tell people all the time, I don't suffer. I don't suffer from being gluten-free or dairy-free. If anything, I eat better now than I did before, because anything I can make, and I guarantee you anything Chef Bill can make is better than getting takeout. It tastes better. It's better for you. All around, it's better. It's cheaper. So don't suffer. But we have two callers on hold, right, Robert?
That's right. Do you
guys
want to go
to
that?
Callers right away? We're talking about mishaps, fails, and triumphs with DDP Yoga. Robert, who do we got on the line?
The first one's going to be area code 404.
DDP Radio, hello.
Hello, Michael Mullen. Michael, it's the Yoga Doc. How are you today?
Hey, Yoga
Brother.
Doc.
Hey, Yoga Doc.
It is so great to hear you guys. I just wanted to check in and say hello. I did want to tell everybody that I do plan on being down at the workshop at WrestleMania as well.
Oh, good.
So, you know, I was up to the New Hampshire workshop and worked out with Michael. That was back in December, around Christmas time, right, Michael? Wow, that was great. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to working with all the folks down in New Orleans as well.
Absolutely. Are you going to hit the big event as well while you're down there?
I'm pretty sure I am, as a matter of fact. I know that I should be going to the Hall of Fame ceremony, and it looks like I'll be doing WrestleMania as well. Not working it this year as a chiropractor, but that's quite all right. It wouldn't be bad to see it from the arena rather than from a small screen in the training room.
Absolutely.
just wanted to say hey, and wanted to announce, of course, for all of our folks out there that Steve Doyle from Canada, passed all of his requirements and is certified. And Jason Gannon just last night finished his test. And, and Jason Gannon's now certified as a level one instructor. And just to let everybody know, We're really strongly working on the level two program, and we want to roll that out definitely before the retreat. And on top of that, it has a lot to do with mentoring people who are getting involved in the level one program. And that is actually already in motion. Liz Collins, Christina Russell, Hayden Walden, and I'm not exactly sure how many people, but those guys, first three, we talked to Matt Hancock the other night, they are definitely into mentoring folks and trying to, give them an opportunity to get some real feedback quickly in regard to, let's say, videos or questions answered, especially looking at videos and telling folks, hey, you probably want to work on this, work on that before you go ahead and try to submit as a final test. So there's big things happening, definitely big things happening in the DDP Yoga Level 1 online certification program and Level 2 in the works. I'm just looking forward to, looking forward to getting you certified, Michael.
I know. I'm working on yoga. I just actually had my first training session because you know how I was really anxious about just getting out there and doing it and trying to perfect it. And if you've been a longtime member of DDP Yoga, or if you're really wanted to take your thing to the next level, DDPYogaCertification.com, Yoga Doc has put together with Dallas and everyone in Team DDP Yoga, Robert, has put together an awesome website, and it's top notch. Like when I first started,
that would be Robert.
Be rolling out.
That's Robert.
Yeah, Robert. How it was going to be rolling out. You guys put together a top-notch program from top to bottom, and a very inclusive program. And if you want to take your DDP Yoga challenge to the next level, Yoga Doc running up that section at DDPYogaCertification.com.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, guys, what I want to do is I know that there are a lot of questions that come in. Perhaps if it would be all right, I would not tonight. I'm just kind of saying hello, but now with Sparky, going and doing the whole new child thing, I'm certainly putting my hat in the ring to maybe take about 10, 15 minutes, field some calls about certification, maybe having a teacher's corner on the show, whatever you guys want to do, but I'm going to make myself more available for questions, technique questions, DDP yoga questions, whatever you guys want me to do, I'm happy to do that as well.
Well, we may just bring you on for a whole show because not only can you answer certification questions, but you can also answer questions about injuries and all kinds of other things as well.
Well, yeah, not a problem there. We've done that one before, and that went really well. I think that when I was on for a full show last time, I think we kicked it out pretty nicely. One other update is we are rewriting once again. We're rewriting the and including more information on diet and adding information on cooking oils, what's good, what's hot, what's happening in the new DDP Yoga program guide. So that'll be coming out soon as well. And I did a lot of those updates. I get those phone calls in the middle of the night or in the afternoon. Hey, Yoga Doc, I need you to do an update. And away we look forward
yes. to that. Can I throw you out one quick question from a listener?
Sure.
This is actually from an email query earlier today, but she has back issues. She didn't get too specific on what that involves, but are there any positions that someone with back issues should just not do, and what's a good starting DVD for them?
Well, let's take the first thing. What should they not do? Well, they shouldn't just try to do one or two positions and nothing else. They should not, let's say what they should do. They should probably go and do exactly the way we put together the calendar, which is dime and dozen, energy, ramping it up from a very slow, very slow situation. I would throw wake up into the mix and be very, very careful on what you do, see how you feel. And remember, it's all about modifications when you have pain. So what should you do? You shouldn't do anything that actually makes it feel worse, especially in the presence of doing the position. You know, that's number one. Number two is, you know, when you say the word back issues, there's so many different back issues. You know, it's got to be one of those deals where if I could get a little more information, you know, and the real question is what has her doctor told her to do, you know, and told her not to do, or he. That's the deal. I don't mean to be, I don't mean to be elusive, but, you know, there's, you can have sciatica, you can have a slip disc, ruptured disc, or you can just have a little bit of, you know, you can have what's known as a spina bifida, which that is something you're born with, and that would preclude you to do specific you know, positions that, let's say, some of the other, you know, some of the other problems that I just named for you, you could eventually do in time. So the real thing is to know your limitations based on what your doctor said you can and cannot do. And then also, if you're willing to get on the mat and start, don't do anything that's going to put you in a position where you feel like you just made it worse.
As Dallas puts it, you know, pain isn't gain, pain is pain. If you're in pain, stop doing something. You know, there's a difference between working out and being in pain, too.
Absolutely, and that's a great, you know, that's a great comment. And it was a whole lot shorter explanation than mine, Michael. Good job. So
that's very
I'm going to run.
All right, thanks, Yoga Doc.
I wish everybody all the best. You guys are just completely, absolutely awesome, and I love you very much. We'll talk to you soon. You just give me a shout. Tell me when you want me back, and I'll be there.
Sounds good, bro.
The deal.
I salute you.
And right back at you. Take care. Bye, Stacey.
Bye-bye.
Yoga Doc checking in. Robert,
yeah.
Or Stacey, we got some emails, too, for some questions. You just asked one of them, but do you want to read a couple of those questions that we got?
Yeah, let me take a look. One is from Jay in Arizona. The last question, by the way, was from Sharon, and it sounds like she's a new member. So we welcome her and just encourage you to get on the mat and give it a try and listen to your body. All right, this question from Jay is kind of long. I mean, I could read it. All right, I'll just start reading it. The importance of modifying your exercise is very crucial, and not just for the reasons of making it easier, but to increase the chances of a user following through with the program. I believe that a lot of the beginners assume they should be able to match the level of intensity and flexibility that the participants in the video have. And I guess his concern is, you know, what do you do when you get frustrated that you're not kind of measuring up to what you see on the video? And let me tell you, I've been doing this 5 years, and I still sometimes don't measure up to what they're doing on camera. You know, everybody's different. But I'm just happy where I am, you know, like I've come so far in my own skin, down 180 pounds, down about 8 sizes, you know. So, I mean, you have to look at all the pluses. Don't get caught up in comparing. There's one woman named Tamara on the videos, and she is like, I don't know, she's double jointed, I think. I'm never going to get to where she can stretch. You know, she sits there cross-legged and walks her hands forward, and her chest is parallel to the ground. Meanwhile, mine is like, is perpendicular, you know. And so it's just, I don't get caught up in comparing, because that's just going to get me frustrated. That's
you
my
can't
answer.
You can't compete with anybody. The only person you're competing with is yourself. And, you know, if you had seen me the first time I tried to do a pull-up on the old YRG that I had, it was the most pathetic thing you've ever seen in your life. But, you know, who cares? Because the next day I could go farther than I did the day before, and then the next day I went even farther. You're not going to be there right away. That's like going into, like, a Major League Baseball park and expecting to hit a home run off of some Major League pitcher the first at bat. You have to work at it, and you have to, you know, train for it. It really is. There's an art to this and a technique, and it's you have to train to be like the people on the videos. The people on the videos are people that have done this for a while and made it. You can't compete with anybody but yourself and just try to push yourself. Even on Team DDP Yoga, you know, we don't try to outdo each other. We just, you know, we're trying to prove something to ourselves. We don't need to prove anything to anybody else in the community.
All right, absolutely. I mean, I am nowhere near doing a split, but I give it a shot. You know, I get to where I can go. My dog can walk underneath me while I'm trying that split. That's
I thought you were going to say that your dog could do a split.
No, that's how not close I am to the ground. But, you know, I'm getting a good stretch, and I'm challenging myself, and that's the real point, is, you know, not doing exactly what Arthur's doing or DDP's doing. I'm doing what I can do, and that is absolutely fine.
Absolutely. And look, and you may not be able to do all that, but what are you compared to what you were the day you started?
Oh, God, yes. That's why the pictures are so important. I didn't take all my pictures, but I did take a few of me doing some of the positions, and just my range, you know, before and after is so different. And I'm really glad I have a way to measure that, you know, in a photograph.
Funny story, my first picture I did of the leg lift, you know how Dallas lifts his leg up in the air using one arm?
Yeah.
Dallas looked at me and he goes, "Wow, you're pretty good for, you know, a first leg lift." Little did I tell him that when Katie was taking a picture of me in the leg lift, I was in the process of falling over, so it looked like I did a lot better than I actually did.
Oh, wow.
As I'm falling over, so my leg's like above my head, and I'm like, yep, started out that way.
Well, you were very convincing. I'm like, wow, this guy's nailed it.
That was my first picture, and you know what? I kept it, and I wish I had kept one of my actual leg lifts, which is about 2 inches off the ground. But that's the thing, too. You're not fooling anybody. I wasn't fooling anybody then, and, you know, you may be fooling everybody else, but you're not fooling yourself. That's what I meant to say. So.
Oh, okay.
So, Robert, we have another caller on the line. Am I right?
Yeah, we've actually got two more now. The next one is the 484 area code. What's your name? Hello, 484.
484?
Yeah. Guess we lost him.
Okay, well, we'll go back to that one, see if they're there. The next one is the 605 area code. What's your name?
Hey, guys, it's Travis. Hey.
Travis.
Can you hear me?
Travis the
warrior. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
I'm the only guy in 605 area code that calls in, so it can't
you're
be
the only
that
guy.
Hard.
Oh. Yeah, you're the only guy in the 605 area code with a phone.
Yeah, no. I work for Telcom here in South Dakota, so I know that's not true. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
I'm just calling in, whatever, and just kind of, you know, just make Mikey feel at home, whatever, you know, making sure that, you know, Sparky's not the only reason I would call in, you know. But you
kind of
talked about
it was.
Well, I'm but, you know, much to your chagrin. But you know, you talk about, you know, competition and trying to push yourself and trying to do a lot of stuff there. I kind of compare it with stuff I do with judo, because, you know, for as much as I deal with judo and karate and whatever the case is, I'm not a competition guy. I have never, in fact, this next month I'm going to do my first judo tournament. And, you know, and a lot of people worry about, you know, you go into a judo tournament, you worry about, oh, I'm not going to do very well, I'm not going to throw very well, or whatever else there. And, you know, you go into those sort of things, and you don't, your point going in there is not, I'm going to put the guy to the ground, and I'm going to get EPO'd. It's, you know, because more than likely it's not going to happen. You just learn from the experience, do the best you can, and you go for it. We do randoris in the dojo all the time. The randori is just a little practice match sort of deal. The point is not to, you know, get the guy to the ground. The point is to throw somebody else around or work with somebody else. If you win, great. If you don't win, you learn from what what you did wrong, and you apply it for the next time you do it. And DDP yoga is the same thing. You know, I go through all that, all the moves, and, you know, still to this day, my worst position is twisting triangle. I will get to that point, and I'll do the triangle just fine. I'll try to do twisting triangle, and I'm shaking like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't feel bad that if you can't get your foot straight over your head. Don't feel bad that you can't do Road Warrior 3 or whatever, or put your foot over your head. Do what you can and move forward.
That's the big thing. Strive for progress, not perfection. I think a lot of people out of the gate want to do everything perfect. I know I was like that when I first started. They just want to have it down and be able to go through a workout without, you know, worrying about it, without thinking about it. But that's not the case. Like you said, it's called DDP yoga practice for a reason. It's called a yoga practice, a judo practice, whatever, is because it takes practice to get there. And, you know, people want to be perfect. They want to look really fluid and awesome doing yoga or DDP yoga. But in all reality, to get there, you got to go through a lot of hard work.
I saw a few comments on the Facebook page here today with, you know, some new members and everything, and they're intimidated. They say they see all of us do our stuff, and they talk about our moves and, you know, all the new workouts we do, and they're getting intimidated because they've got all this weight to lose. They can't get the positions, you know, that everyone else gets into. My answer to those people is basically the same. You know what? Take it one day at a time. Don't worry about how much weight you have to lose. Own today. If you can own this day every day, you know, and keep doing it, eventually you will get to where you need to be. But don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about, you know, getting there. Do what you can right now and build on it.
Exactly. Well said, Travis.
All right. So, cool. Well, I'll let other people talk there, and you guys have a good night.
Well, thank
you
so much
for
calling,
care.
Man.
Calling.
Talk to you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's a good point that he brought up about, you know, people who are starting out, and especially if you have a lot of weight to get rid of eventually, it can seem very overwhelming, and I get asked this a lot, you know, what did I do in the beginning? And I really made a very conscious effort to not put too much on myself. So I just wanted to focus on doing the workouts and not binge eating. Really, that was all the mandate I gave myself. And I think that made all the difference because that took a lot of pressure off. It's like, okay, these are the only two things you really need to focus on. And I did. And once I got strong in that, then I went to the next thing on the list.
It sounds cliche, and I know this works for you and it works for me, but people don't realize how important it actually is to take it one day at a time. You know, you get through today's workout, you get through today's meal, you get through, you own today, and then you own tomorrow, and then you own the next day, and then, you know, pretty much you'll realize you're owning your life. But it really is important to not look at the big picture because it is overwhelming. You know, Stacey, when you, 180 pounds ago, if you thought to yourself, man, I got to lose 180 pounds, that would be overwhelming.
Yeah, and if I had gotten all this, you know, like you got to do gluten-free, you got to do dairy-free, all these little details that I eventually mastered, if I had tried to master that in the beginning, it just wouldn't have worked, you know, because I was literally detoxing, you know, from the foods that I used to live on, and that's a physical and emotional process. It takes a lot of energy to get through that. And I just really needed to keep it very simple and very minimal in terms of the changes. And I really didn't care how fast the weight came off. I just wanted it to feel natural and to feel like something I could live with forever.
That's a great point. The fact that when you do start DDP yoga, you take in a lot of new information, and it's something you need to process. And you know, you can't start in, I'm going to go gluten-free, dairy-free, do 10 workouts a week, you know, run. You know, you can't jump in like that. You need to process information. And I'm sure when you started, you didn't, you know, hit it all at once, did you?
Oh, God, no. And I'm glad, I think it didn't occur to DDP until about month three. It somehow slipped his mind. He, you know, but at month three, he said, you really need to go gluten-free and dairy-free. And by that point, I had had 3 months of some real solid change under my belt, and I was ready to go to another challenge. Even so, I still didn't think I could handle the dairy-free because I'm so into cheese. But I was a little afraid of him. So, okay, I'm not going to say no to him, you know. And to my utter surprise, going off dairy, actually, I couldn't believe how much better I felt. And, you know, I can still have goat and sheep cheese. It's not like I'm completely off of it. But
and sheep cheese
felt,
is...
Yeah, the sheep cheese, like the Manchego, is just like a good cheddar. And it's really delicious. But the payoff was so great in terms of my energy level, and the weight really started to peel off, that I'm like, you know, I think I can just continue to do without this. And I didn't look at it like the rest of my life. I just looked at, well, for right now, I don't have to live on cow cheese, you know, and it just kind of built from there.
Absolutely. And a lot of people I talk to have that fear of going off the dairy. And, you know, the sheep's cheese, I mean, I don't know if you guys have listening, I've checked this out, but the sheep's cheese, the Manchego, I do Pecorino Romano instead of Parmesan, and it tastes better than Parmesan cheese. I almost liked that, but, you know, the Manchego is like a good cheddar. This goat cheese, it's not taking anything out of your diet. It's substituting. It's replacing, which can be said for gluten-free recipes, too. I mean, I have a lot of people ask me, where can I get some gluten-free recipes? And I tell them, just take your regular recipes and convert them. It's just... it's not eliminating, it's substituting and finding healthier alternatives.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I got a question from a team member about what advice we might have for substituting. Now, gluten-free flours, that's pretty easy. I mean, there's so many gluten-free flours out there, and even all-purpose baking mixes, you know, which work great. I'm going to actually throw up a link. I just did a recipe. I converted a New York Times bread recipe to gluten-free. But this lady also wondered about sugar substitutes and egg, which I'm not, you know, I eat eggs like they're going out of style. So I do know, I think the egg beaters can work in baking. And in terms of substituting sugar, I don't know if she wants to go completely sugar-free, but if you use coconut palm sugar, that tastes every bit as sweet as sugar, but it's got a lower glycemic index, and it's much healthier. It's, of course, a little more expensive, but it's actually really, it's good. It almost reminds me a little of brown sugar. It's sort of along those lines. But if you guys have any ideas on egg, sugar, or flour substitutions, throw them out there.
Absolutely. And, I mean, there are so many different substitutions. I mean, there's such cleaner ways to eat. You'll get that punch of, like, a great meal. Like Dallas says, he doesn't eat anything that doesn't taste good. I'm sure you can attest to this, especially with Chef Bill in the house. And Robert, I don't know, but if you can attest to this as well, but I eat better now that I'm cooking myself and finding these substitutions. You know, anything I can cook is better than anything I can get at a drive-thru. And, you know, you don't have to suffer by going gluten-free or dairy-free. I have people almost feel bad for me that I'm gluten-free and dairy-free. And you're like, no, you don't understand. I feel bad for you. You don't know how I feel right now.
Robert, are you, do you do gluten? I mean, you've never had the weight issue, but I mean, do you do gluten-free or anything like that?
I don't eat I've cut out all cow dairy. I don't eat any of that. I've cut way back on gluten, but I haven't cut it out yet. Cuz mainly for that exact reason. My problem has always been putting weight on, not taking it off.
Yeah, and why don't you just ask me for advice, cuz I can help you. If you want to know how to gain weight, I can give you all kinds of pointers.
Bathtub. I bet you could.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you say, Mikey? Bathtub?
I said bathtub with ringdings. That'll put on some weight for you. Otherwise known as my teenage years, crying in the bathtub.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah.
But Robert, do you feel better? Do you notice a difference when you don't eat the dairy?
Well, you know what? I think so. I haven't had it in so long that I don't remember. You know, and because I don't want, you know, because there's all kinds of reasons not to eat the cow dairy because of the hormones and all that stuff, and so I try to stay away from that, but I've been doing that for probably longer than I've been doing DDP yoga.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty impressive.
You know, now that I know more from the program, I cut it out even further, but...
Stacey,
yeah,
I have a question.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I've been gluten-free pretty much straight on. When I first got on the program, I wasn't on board with the gluten-free. I'm like, eh, that'll come later type of thing. But I finally made the plunge about a year and a half ago. And I eat pretty much straight gluten-free, and occasionally something will slip into my dietary lifestyle that I don't need it to. Mm-hmm. But I remember about 5 or 6 months ago, Katie and I went to her grandmother's house, and I ordered a pizza that I thought was gluten-free because they advertised gluten-free pizza, and I'm like, oh, cool, this doesn't even look gluten-free, delicious. So I'm eating it, and I ate almost like half the thing before I realized that it wasn't, in fact, gluten-free. And after that pizza, I had the most horrible cravings for like a week. It's almost like I think of it as like an addictive substance, because the second I got some of that stuff into my system, all I did is crave just junk and junk. I just needed to have it. I was like forcing myself not to crave. If you ever get any gluten in your system at all, do you find that it's almost like addictive in the case of just needing more?
No, I have to say, I do occasionally eat little bits of it, and I don't have that happen, but I do feel the bloat, like almost instantaneously. But I just started reading. I'm a little behind the times. I just started Wheat Belly, and there's a chapter in there about how wheat is literally addictive. The stuff is added to it. And so that makes perfect sense that you're having that reaction.
Yeah, it's almost like a withdrawal type of thing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, I can't tolerate gluten. I mean, it tastes good. I mean, I don't get sick like a celiac, but I get very sluggish, very bloated, and it just really drains my energy.
Absolutely. No good. No good. Robert, we have 4 callers, don't we?
Yeah, they are stacking up. So let's get to these. See if we can help some people out. The first one is area code 907. What's your name?
Hey guys, it's Josh McAdoo from Juneau. How you guys doing?
Gotcha.
Good, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling in for one to say what's up to Mike Mullins for stepping in. That's pretty sweet. I like this little. Poster on Facebook today had a little warrior thing on there and a little throwback to old school Ultimate Warrior. I thought that was pretty cool. Be getting pumped up for tonight. But I was calling, and Travis said something about new team members being intimidated. And, man, I guess what I could say to that is when I see new team members coming in and they're all, like, super jacked about the program, it helps me be inspired again and remind myself why I got started in the first place when I'm struggling. So, I might be inspiring to somebody else, but, man, those new team members I think are more inspiring to me than I can be to them, because they take me back to, like, okay, this is what I need to do and this is why I got here and started this, and gets me back on track. So they help me clear my head. So anybody who's listening that's brand new and feels that way, man, you guys are an inspiration to me, I know, and I can't speak for anybody else, so that's kind of how I feel. So I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
It's so important for guys like you and me and Dave and Sparky to pay back to the new generation too, because when I came in, people like Dave and Sparky were there for me, and Stacy was there for me, and they were, you know, encouraging me. And as every generation of new DDP yoga, you know, people come in, it's really important for the people that received all that support and knowledge and inspiration to give it back to the new people and keep this thing going as long as we possibly can.
I totally agree with that. And I can't say that enough, like how much they inspire me. And it's like, I mean, again, that keeps me going and just like psyched about the program. It takes me back to that, you know, that first time I stepped on the mat and that feeling that I got of like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is what I've been looking for. And so, it's awesome. And it's cool to see people throwing their struggles up there as well as their triumphs, just to let me know that like, I'm not alone sitting over here struggling, going through, you know, hard time at times, you know, where you get frustrated with it. So it's got to love DDP, Team DDP Yoga, so.
You're not alone, Josh. You're not alone.
That's a great point, though. That's a great point about the newcomers. It is very, gives you sort of a kick, like a jolt of energy. Like they're so excited and they're in love with life again, and brings back a lot of good memories for me.
Oh, totally. And I remember when I started, it took me a long time to finally reach out, and it was like, you kind of idolize these people that you see that are, you know, like, oh, they've been here for a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it may be. And it can be intimidating, but I remember when I first started reaching out to everybody and like kind of communicating more, and oh man, I'm so glad that I took that step and kind of put myself out there on a limb, and you know, you start making these friendships that you can, you know, send a message to somebody and be like, dude, I'm struggling, like I need help, help me, and someone's like always right there to come and help. So I appreciate that very much. So
absolutely,
whatever I can do to pay it back.
Yep, everybody who's listening, pay it back. You know, we all get support here, and it's really important to give it to the new members as well, or the old members that need the support. So thank you for calling, Josh. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
You guys take care. Yep.
Right, see you, man.
You too, bro.
All right.
You have another caller, Robert?
Yeah, and, you know, it just pops into my head. It's funny that, you know, when I first started DDP Yoga, there was no community.
Wow. It's like grandpa over there.
Yeah, I know. I feel old. The next one up. What? Yeah. Anyway, the next caller is area code 484. Who's on the line?
My name is Wes Thomas.
How you doing?
Hey, Wes.
All right. Like day one, how many times do you try? How many times do you shoot for trying to do the exercise?
You talking about Diamond Dozen?
Yes.
We get a lot of questions about the Diamond Dozen, and it's a little confusing because it's meant to teach you the moves. What I usually tell people is do them until you feel comfortable with it, because it's trying to make sure that you're good to go and you're not going to hurt yourself and you're doing them properly. So I suggest doing that until you're comfortable.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it then. Well, thank you so much. The program is great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
With it, man. You'll be glad you did. All right, Robert, how are we doing on callers? We still got some on there?
Yeah, we've got two more. And I have to say, that's got to go on record as the fastest call we've ever had.
That's the shortest acceptance speech ever.
Yes.
I'm sure when I called, you wanted to play Oscar music a few times, just like, you know, play me off the like, all right, go, the hook.
Well, I was looking for the big red button to push.
Nice.
The next one is area code 541. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys, this is Matt Owens.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Matt. The first,
how you guys doing?
You're the first West Coast teacher, right? Am I thinking of the right guy?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, he's just really gotten started about a week ago, Matt.
Yeah, this is week two right here.
I don't know if you guys know Maddie. Maddie is a beam of light on Facebook. He's always there. We're just like, you know, giving somebody a little congratulatory, just like message, checking in randomly. He's a real cool guy, and he's really dedicated to this program. So I appreciate that, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I appreciate you too, buddy. You watch any Home Shopping Network today?
No,
that's random.
That was the other day. How it's sad that I was spending an hour and a half in my underwear watching the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, I said I hope his curtains were closed.
God, yes. I'm not sure who the neighbors would call would be the police or the ASPCA.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick. The first thing I heard you guys talking about was intimidation and, you know, people being scared of the program and stuff like that. You know, I was too, really, in the beginning. When I started, I just ordered the first two discs, and for the first 6 months, that's all I did. My wife actually bought me the Max Pack as an anniversary present, and I've been doing that since, like, November, but you know, I would strongly encourage people to get the Max Pack right off the bat. I mean, you want to stick with the first two discs and perfect the moves and stuff like that before you move on to, like, Double Black Diamond or something like that. But I wish now that I have the whole thing, but I wish I would have gotten the whole thing a lot sooner than I did. I just spent the first 6 months doing the first two discs.
Absolutely. And you talk about intimidation, too. Like, I mean, if you didn't start that day you started, where would your life be today? And Dallas posts something quite a bit. He posts that I don't know if it's called a meme or meme, but I don't know what it's called.
Meme.
But meme. But yeah. It said, if a year from now you wish you started today. So all those doubts you have today, a year from now, look at how your life could be and look how you'll be looking back on that day and think, wow, if I was intimidated and didn't start, where would I be? And that's really important to think, is because everything is intimidating when you start. Hell, going outside is intimidating. You don't know what the weather is going to be. You know, am I going to run into my neighbor that I can't stand? You know, everything is intimidating. But if you just start a year from now, then intimidation will be a distant memory, and you'll see how far you've come, and you'll realize it's the greatest thing you've ever done for yourself.
I actually had sleep apnea really bad, and my energy was so low when I first ordered the discs that I probably had them for, like, 3 or 4 months before I actually started doing it every day. I would do it sporadically, and it felt good and everything, but I was just so low on energy. And people were telling me, like, when we go on family outings and stuff, and we were all sleeping, like, in the same area, people would tell me, hey, dude, you're, like, not breathing when you sleep. So I finally, my wife has really awesome insurance where she works, so I went in and had a sleep study done, and I was stopping breathing 129 times in an hour. And I told the doctor, I said, 129 times the whole night. And he goes, no, 129 times an hour. He said, you stop breathing twice a minute. So I got a sleep apnea machine, which, you know, Sparky's real familiar with. And after about a week, I had so much more energy that, you know, I just finally started doing the workouts. And, you know, at first it was just really melting off. And, you know, even though I just had the first two discs, I was doing it every day. And, you know, I'm in my certification process now. If you would have told me, you know, when I first started the discs, that this is where I'd be at, you know, it should be 13 months. It's really only 9 because I waited to start doing the workouts real consistently. You know, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have been like, yeah, right. So all those new people out there that are thinking, wow, this is hard, you're right. It is hard at first, but as you do it, you'll get better and better as time goes on.
Absolutely. Great point, Matty. And that's the thing. The health implications alone. I mean, if I didn't lose a pound on this, it would still be worth it. The energy,
exactly.
The health implications, and, you know, not everything is weighed on the scale. A lot of it's, you know, weighed like the victories of, you know, losing sleep apnea, having more energy, you know. A lot of people focus on the scale aspect, but the whole roundedness of this program and the things you get out of it is very all-encompassing.
The roundedness?
Yeah, people should
focus on their body fat percentage, too, because sometimes you're going to start gaining muscle, and, you know, it can be misleading if you're just going on the number on your scale. So you got to go by body fat percentage, too, because if you start, you know, leaning down, you may not lose that many more pounds on the scale, but you're going to be bulking up. You know, I know I'm a lot more taut in some of my muscles than I was.
And it's really a paradox, because when you bulk up, you slim down, because fat takes up 3 times as much space as muscle. So you could weigh more than somebody and be in a smaller pant size. So, you know, definitely don't get caught up in the scale numbers. That can be a little misleading.
Yeah, I still weigh 239, and like 2 months ago I weighed 242, but I dropped like 4 inches on my waist.
The pictures speak really loud volumes, too. I remember there were months where I lost like a half a pound, and my body looked so much different in the pictures. And that's the true test right there, the pictures and those. Those will tell the body mass. Those will tell you really what's happening more than the scale will.
Right. So, and the other thing I just wanted to touch on real quick, so you guys can get someone else in here, is you know, people I think are scared by the gluten and dairy free too. And if you guys haven't got your discs yet, you know, there's actually three levels to the diet, and gluten dairy free is level three. So you don't have to do that right away. But I got to tell you, once you do, you won't really miss it. I got a few things that slip in every now and again, but I ate some cow cheese a while back because the family members that are living with us bought it, and, man, it tore me up. It, like, wrecked my guts for a couple days. So I don't miss it at all.
Absolutely, and that's a great point, too, the three levels of the eating plan. It's not something you have to jump into full force right away. Dallas lays it out that you can ease into it and get your body acclimated to it as well. And Stacy has a lot of information on some great like dietary aspects of this program as well. So you'll definitely check out Stacy's website, stacymorris.com. She's got some awesome recipes, some great information on the dietary aspect of DDP Yoga as well.
And yeah. Mike, hey, 90%.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't mind real quick, I just wanted to plug the show that Mike was talking about earlier, Ross Raymond's podcast, The Team DDP Yoga Experience. If people that are kind of new to the program want to check that out, they can check it out on Facebook or on iTunes. He's had some really cool people on there. He's had Terry on there. He's had Arthur on there. He's had Christina Russell, Liz, Matt Hancock. Mikey Mullins did his today, so we'll get to hear that pretty soon. But if you guys could go over to iTunes and check it out, Ross would appreciate it. We upgraded his bandwidth package a couple nights ago, and the new one shows you where the downloads are coming from, and he's actually got downloads in 6 or 7 different countries right now, so I thought that was really cool.
Awesome. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I don't know if that's a good manner to plug a podcast on someone else's podcast, but
awesome.
I told him I'd mention it.
It's all in the family.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you, man. Keep on it, brother.
I appreciate you guys, too. I will. Keep killing it.
Good luck all with
right,
your
thanks,
certification.
Bro.
All right. Take care, easy.
All right.
Too,
am
man.
I right? We have more caller, Robert?
That's right. We got one more caller. And Mike, I appreciate you calling in and joining us and adding to the radness of DDP Radio.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We're glad you're here. And I just wanted to give you a plug and a thank you. Speaking of Mexico, we couldn't have done the cooking demo without you. You were a major help.
Like, that was a blast. I loved cooking with Bill. We had a lot of fun under some stressful circumstances, but it was fun nonetheless. And, you know, I learned a lot from working with a professional like Bill because I'm not a professional. I taught myself how to cook, and I do all right. But Bill is on a whole nother level.
Well, we had fun, too. So let's take our last caller then.
It's area code 603. What's your name?
Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Hi,
good. What can we help you with?
I know who this is. This is my dad.
Oh.
Hi, Mike.
Papa Mullen.
What's going on, Daddy-O?
I need the information because you just mentioned about diets now. But I need information as if there's a list of foods available, like when I go into the supermarket, and I can take that list with me that are gluten free. And also, how does this diet affect if you're diabetic? And I'm 61 years old, and when I was working, I had a terrible diet because I was working all crazy hours and everything like that. And I could never stick to anything. But, like I say, as far as shopping at the stores, instead of handling every product, or if I had a list to go by that would give me ideas as to what to look for.
I'm sure you have some information on this. There are all kinds of great apps out there on your phone that you can, like, Google, just, like, find if something's gluten-free. And there's so many resources on the Internet. And for me, I'd like to see Stacy's interpretation of this, but once you get a network of foods that you are used to and kind of like a, you know, you can just think of without having to look it up first, it takes time, but you'll definitely realize that, you know, once you get that network of foods that you can just grab on the go, it's a lot easier. What do you think, Stacy?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think, especially if you're diabetic, you'll want to be reaching for some particular gluten-free carbs, especially because they're higher in fiber and they won't spike your blood sugar. And I'm talking about quinoa and brown rice. And I think there's a new pasta out that's really made largely of lentils, and I can send Mike the link. It's made of mung bean, which is an odd sounding thing, but it really is almost like having vegetables. So,
well, that's the thing. The odd sounding things that I can't remember, like quinoa. I think of a country that you're going to send me to, you talk about these pastas and stuff, and it's, if I had a list that I could say, okay, here it is, now I got to go look for it at the store instead of trying to keep it in my memory.
That's a good point. There's a lot of these foods that, you know, you're pretty much reintroducing yourself to, you know, the way you eat, and you need to, you know, I was used to grabbing, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese and Domino's and in McDonald's, and to make an honest change, you need to do the research and find these foods that are somewhat different, because, you know, they're not on TV every day. There's no advertisement
right.
for every day on TV, but you'll see McDonald's 37 times an hour. So you
right.
really need to, you know, incorporate, you know, a part of your day into, like, discovering new foods and discovering what's healthy and good for you, because they don't really advertise much healthy food on television.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Well, there are some naturally gluten-free foods that have always existed, you know, like corn, potatoes, rice. So you don't have to get real fancy or odd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's out there. It already exists.
Yeah, the meat, I mean, pretty much all the meats you eat, if it's not marinated, you know, are gluten-free. And, you know, brown rice and vegetables. There's so many things that are naturally gluten-free that you don't need to. I have a lot of people ask me, like, you know, oh, what are gluten-free cookies? And I'm like, well, you don't need to get the package of gluten-free cookies. You can just get, like, a thing of vegetables or whatever. You know, people actually look in the gluten-free aisle for too much when a lot of stuff is just naturally gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know yourself, Mike, the work that I used to do. I 3 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, Dunkin' Donuts was my main meal. And I gained a lot of weight, and I was finally able to lose, but now I'm starting to go back to my old habits again, and I got to get back to the gym where I'm retired.
And that's exactly what it is, habits. You know, you need to get into better habits. You need to change the habits you're in, and it takes a little bit of getting out of your comfort zone. It takes a little bit out of, it takes discovering new foods and, you know, surrounding yourself with a new environment, you know, with dietary environment.
Sure.
And it takes work. It does. I'm not going to go here and tell you that going gluten-free is the simplest thing in the world, because it does take research. It does take finding out what you need and what you want and what you like, and, you know, getting a network of foods that you can just grab on the go without having to, you know, look out every single ingredient first. It just takes time, and, you know, you'll get there, and I'll work with you. I know you've told me you were interested before, and,
yep.
You know, Stacey, I don't know if you're aware of the gluten-free ramifications on diabetes, but I've read some great things about, you know, actually reversing the signs of diabetes, other disorders, through healthy lifestyles.
Oh, I'm sure it can be done. Yeah, I know with diabetes it's a whole other ball game, and there are other things to consider. So definitely, I'm sure you're working with a doctor or a nurse, healthcare practitioner.
Right, yeah.
Because you have to keep track of carb grams and sugar grams. But just start with things that you like and modify them to become gluten-free. And just go from there. Keep it real simple at first.
Yep.
There's a lot of information. Just don't get overwhelmed. Keep it real steady and simple in the beginning.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it is so hard to keep track of all the stuff. And like she said, well, decide what, you know, what you're going to have, and then figure out what all the carbs are going to be, and then you add this and do that. And I said, that's great, but if you're in a restaurant and you see, well, 2 minutes later you change your mind and you decide you're going to have something else, so does that mean I got to pull out my calculators again and everything and start adding everything up again? You know, it's just not going to work. And, you know, who knows? Probably some little country in Asia out in the jungles, they probably have this plant or something that'll cure diabetes, because they don't seem to want to find a cure here.
I mean, eating healthy is a cure-all for a lot of things. Like, you know, Dallas posts that thing quite a bit. You know, medicine isn't health care, it's sick care. You know, you want to eat healthy because that's what's going to, you know, fuel your body, if not to cure what you have, to fight what you have a little stronger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you get active, Mike can really help you with the workouts. That is just great for everything, for stress, for blood sugar, cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It can reverse a lot of situations.
I mean, I was going pretty regularly, but I had to stop. I had 4 shoulder surgeries, and was some of the surgery on my hands. But so I was away from the gym for about a year. And I'm starting to get back, hopefully, into it soon.
Well, it sounds like you're at the phoenix stage. You're going to be rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll check in with us and let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you very much, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thanks for having such a great son.
He's a good guy. He is a really good guy. I'm proud of him for doing this, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
He's doing good. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Care.
So, Robert, where are we at for time?
We are sitting at 10:05 right now. So I guess we can start looking at wrapping it up.
All right. Well, any last words, Stacey?
Yeah, I always like to end the show by telling everyone to have a great week and stay connected to the community. And tonight I'm starting with my new slogan, be proud of who you are.
Awesome. What about you, Robert? You got anything?
Well, if anybody needs anything, ask someone else because I'm busy. no, you know, I believe it or not, yeah, from time to time. No, just always keep moving forward. That's kind of my motto.
Absolutely, and that's very important. And you know, Robert does so much with DDP Yoga. I was joking about the work thing. He does so much. He really is the unsung hero for this program. He has so much on his plate and handles it so well. And he's a really good-looking guy on top of it, so that always, you know, helps. And Stacey is just amazing. She's been such a huge inspiration to me. Just great insight to this program. And she's very intelligent, and she has a lot to offer. So if you have any questions, hit her up on StaceyMorris.com. And Robert, of course, is over at ddpyoga.com, holding the fort together.
Thank you, Michael.
If you want to check me out, I'm going to give myself a little plug, if you don't mind. My website is 90%.com. It's MIKEAT90PERCENT.com. Or you can check me out on Facebook.com/livinglifeat90%. I screwed that up. Mike, Facebook.com/livinglifeat90. That's what I meant. And
It's been so great having you on, Mike. Thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And on that note, are we ready to roll?
I think so.
We are.
All right, guys. Own your life. Do it. See you guys. DDP Radio right here.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.